So let's get to a couple of items here. One of which I think is it was announced today, Jaquan Brisker skipping the Outback Bowl. Oh my God, really? I'm shocked. Maybe you aren't. Maybe you are, but I'm not. I mean, these will come out day by day this week as to who's doing what. You know, Joey Porter Jr. announced. You know, what he's doing. I think everyone knows that, you know, Rasheed Walker's on crutches. Once again, there's a segment out there that makes assumptions, and you know what it's like sitting in my spot where I hear people make assumptions and I just like roll my eyes. I'm like, really? Okay, don't talk about stuff you don't know anything about. But that doesn't prevent people. It's all right. All right. Very interesting statements made by, first of all, is the head of the bowl committee. And I thought it was very interesting. About the cancellation of some of these bowl games. And also, the primary one was by the head of medical oversight in the NFL. Did you see this one?
This I didn't see. I'm curious.
Oh, we'll be able to connect a lot of dots with this.
Oh, boy.
This will be entertaining. This will be entertaining. Because how many times have you heard me say on the show that whenever you have to walk something back and you do it with such ferocity, it must have been true?
Correct.
Yes. See, a member of the CDC, was it the CDC? Oh, it doesn't exist on surfaces. Next, now we all know it doesn't exist on surfaces. Right? That's a prime example. So let's get to Dr. Alan Sills. He is the head of the NFL medical group. I mean, everybody has to have somebody in charge. So, you know. And so, number one, he's pleased with the number of players who have been volunteering that they have symptoms. That's awesome. Which is great they've been able to do that. And then there was this story. Across the United States, cases of COVID-19 are on the rise due to the Omicron variant. We know that. According to the NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, the spread of the virus in the league is due to symptomatic players, not those who are asymptomatic. In an interview with NFL Network, he said, quote, "I think all of our concern about asymptomatic spread has been going down based on what we've been seeing throughout the past several months. We've got our hands full with symptomatic people. Can I tell you tonight that there has never been a case when someone without symptoms passes it on to someone else?" He says, "No, of course not." He says, "But what I can say," and again, this is 2 years worth of research now, "that it's a very, very, very tiny fraction of the overall problem, if it even exists at all." Oh. Really? Which now takes us back to the original premise. When something's blurted out at a press conference and everybody bends over backwards to change it the next day, you know it must be true. 15 months ago, one of the members of the WHO at a press conference said asymptomatic people are not spreading the virus. Remember that? Remember that press conference? And then the next, oh, no, 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 no. Now you got a person from the NFL going, no, it's really not happening. Clearly, if you want to look at the overall pattern and concern about transmission, it is not being driven by people who have no idea they're infected and they're infecting scores of others. This is being driven by people with symptoms and the exposures during that symptomatic period. No offense, that seems logical. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing across the board more and more organizations, cities, whatever, going to 5 days instead of 10. And even Dr. Fauci was asked about 5 days, and he said that's something they're seriously looking at. And I think somebody was suggesting, what, 5 days, and then 5 days after that being out, but you had to wear a mask. You know, trying to do more common sense on that. But remember that press conference? That was, I think it was like 15 months ago. Oh, yeah, I found it. June 8th, 2020. Okay. This is June 8th, 2020. I feel like I'm wrecking your day by talking about this.
No, man, you're right.
I want to talk about the Eagles. I'm just, all I'm doing is I'm on here telling, okay? Like, this is a big story right now. You got so many people that are, yeah, here we go. I have no idea what her name is. But
reported as asymptomatic. And so we hear from a number of countries that X number, X percentage of them are reported as not having symptoms, or that they are in their pre-symptomatic phase, which means it's a few days before they actually develop severe symptoms. In a number of countries, when we go back and we discuss with them, one, how are these asymptomatic cases being identified? Many of them are being identified through contact tracing. And so, which is what we would want to see, in that you have a known case, you find your contacts, they're already in quarantine, hopefully, and some of them are tested, and then you pick up people who may have asymptomatic or no symptoms or even mild symptoms. The other thing we're finding is that when we actually go back and say how many of them were truly asymptomatic, we find out that many have really mild disease, very mild disease. They're not quote-unquote COVID symptoms, meaning they may not have developed fever yet, they may not have had a significant cough, or they may not have shortness of breath.
And again, as she said, then June 8th, very, very rare. Then had to backtrack it on June 11th. Now you get the NFL saying, we got 2 years worth of data. It's like, no, it's the symptomatic people who are driving it. Which then brings us to the head of the bowl committee. The head of the bowl committee is not happy with the cancellations. Now, some of these cancellations that have happened are due in part to a combination of, we have some COVID cases, we have some transfers, and we have some people that are sitting out. And that's how they're ending up with not enough players. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's take Arkansas. How many people do you think are sitting out for Arkansas?
Probably, I think it's only a handful.
Or are no longer with the team. Everybody thinks it's two, right?
I mean, that's what
I think.
I've
it's Burks,
so
and they think it's Williams.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I've got the list. It's a dozen.
Oh.
Because people don't follow Arkansas football. I'll give you one. The guy that kicks off, who's got like a 90-something percent kickoff rate, he's out. He's transferring. He's not going to kick off. I don't want him kicking off. I don't want him kicking off once the entire day anyway. But he, I mean, and there's a list of a dozen guys that have put their name in the transfer portal. Well, I know, between sitting out and, you know what I mean. That's part of the problem with these teams. A lot of people have put their name in the transfer portal and aren't with the team anymore. That's creating a problem with the numbers. So, yeah, COVID's part of it. In other words, until we got hit with COVID, we had enough numbers. I can tell you right now that for the most part, if nobody had left or transferred, they'd have had enough numbers. That's the problem. It's the problem of the combination of the three that's causing this. And COVID's the latest of the problems. Where, you know, it's like, oh, great. You know, we don't have, I don't know, pick a number. 8 to 12, whatever it may be. Okay? And it's the problem is the number of people that have out. Like I said, Arkansas has I think, something like 7 to 10 guys in the transfer portal, and they have the two guys sitting out there. Everybody knows they're going to the draft. Okay. Now, Penn State's got more guys sitting out because they're getting ready for the draft. And really, Penn State has a handful in the portal. Dez Holmes is in the portal. Taquan Roberson's in the portal. Well, Roberson wasn't going to play. Holmes probably wasn't going to play, to be honest with you. I mean, Dez Holmes was not going to play in the game. And play all season, for goodness sakes. I mean, Olu Fashion is going to play. But that, you know, that's what, it's the combination of everything that's causing this to happen. Miami has a lot of guys in the transfer portal, and they also have people that have COVID. So it's not just, oh, we got a COVID problem, that's it, we're done. Like, the COVID problem has now been added to the reduced numbers they had to begin with from transfers that are no longer with the team, injuries for obvious reasons, like Rasheed Walker, for example. He can't play in the game. You know, P.J. Mustafa can't play in the game. So you got, you know, you're down two starters right there. And that's why the head of the bowl committee, he's getting, you know, when it comes to the 10-day thing, he's really antsy about it, saying, hey, look, he says things are happening with these games, he said, that in his opinion, it's his opinion, shouldn't be happening. It's an interesting topic, but now you've got the head of the NFL medical, Dr. Alan Sills, who's, you know, let's face it, he's been on top of it. Saying it's the symptomatic people that are driving the problems. It is not the asymptomatic people. And he's got 2 years' worth of work that he's done on it. This isn't somebody like just like, hey, you know, after a couple of weeks, like, hey, guess what? We're not having a problem there. Okay? You know, this is like 2 years where he's kind of seen how it's all developed right before his eyes. That's why he made the statement he did.